This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
For those that are new to this place, every night that we come here, we celebrate Jesus first, because that without him, we can't have the strength that we need to overcome our circumstance. So we're glad to have you here. If you don't believe like we do, it's okay. We still love you. But this is what we do every night, because we believe this is the avenue which by men are changed, by women are set free, and people's lives are redeemed. Can someone say amen? Amen. So we thank God for all of you here tonight. We'll make sure that all of you have something to do tonight. We kind of open the gates on Thanksgiving week because of the fact that a lot of people want to come and serve, and we're just happy to have you here. So give them one more great big hand. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Amen. Our scripture was read so wonderfully by our brother, and I just want to read two of those verses very quickly, verse 6 and 7 of the fourth chapter. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I want to read one more verse. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Let us all say amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. Give us what to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you on a subject. Your prayer is just a thank you away. Your prayer is just a thank you away. Turn to your neighbor. Make sure they understand the message tonight. Say, neighbor, your prayer is just a thank you away. Just a thank you away. This past Sunday, we talked about living a life of thanksgiving. Living a life of thanksgiving. And what that was really talking about is just how we appreciate God through our living, how we appreciate God in what we do, how we act, what we say, the places where we go, the people that we hang with, the stuff we take in our body, living a life of thanksgiving. I challenge all of you, if you get a chance, when you go to the library, I know a lot of you guys go to the library, go on the website, chosen300.org, and you can hear that message. Tonight, we really want to talk about the opposite of that how we thank God with our lips, and what is the appropriate way to thank God. You know, my sons helped me out with this, David and Jonathan. You know, they like chocolate chip cookies. They like chocolate chip cookies. And every once in a while, I'll go into the cabinet, and I try to sneak because I really don't want them to go. And I'm going in there for some chocolate chip cookies and love it with some milk. And as soon as they hear the rattle of the paper, they come in there and say, "Dad, that cookie." And they know they just can't really demand a cookie from Dad. They say, Dad, can I have some, please? And they kind of get it out the best they can. And I understand the please part, but the rest of it, they speak in tongues. But they say, "Can I have some, please?" And then I would hand them a cookie. And I said, "Now say thank you, Dad, as I am handing them the cookie." Before I release it, I say thank you, Dad. And sometimes they try to be stubborn. And they say, "No, I'm not saying nothing." And I said, "Give him back my cookie." And, you know, they run off and holler, and they come back, "Can I have some, please?" I said, "Thank you, Dada." And then they get it, and then they say, "Thank you, Dada." And I issue out the cookie to them. This is the thanksgiving that we're talking about, is that in the process of your praying or asking God for something to be moved in your life, something to happen in your life better, you have to live a life, not only living a life of thanksgiving, but also verbally thanking God, even though the situation might not fully be fixed, even though the difficulty might not fully be solved, even though the situation in your life has not moved out of the way yet, you ought to be in expectation expectation, thanking God and receiving it, although it's not in your hand right now. Somebody's going to get this. Your prayer is just a thank you away. You know, my mama, when I was growing up, she had this broken down Chevy. I mean, this broken down thing that just would not go too far. Matter of fact, it's one of them cars you kind of just drive in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? You don't want to go too far, because if you got to walk back, it's a bad situation. But one day I came downstairs. I was about 16 years old, and I looked on the refrigerator, and on the refrigerator it said, "Thank you for my new car, Lord." I'm looking out in the driveway, and still that broken down Chevy. I don't get a wish. Lord, thank you for my new, and I'm looking at, next day, still that broken down Chevy. And I got the scratch in my head. I said, "Mama, I don't know what you're talking about. Mama done lost it. She went loco. She gone. She out on Pluto somewhere. She thanking God for something that is not there." But what she was believing God in faith. The scripture says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How many people have hopes for your life? How many people have aspirations? How many people have a dream for your life? You know, I remember there's an old film called Pretty Woman, and there's a guy on the street talking about everybody ought to have a dream. You ought to have a dream for your life. And I want to let you know that God has a dream and a purpose and a plan for your life, but all you have to do is grab hold of that purpose and plan, and you can be everything that you want to be. You don't have to be in this seat. You can be everything that God wants you to be in life, but you got to get your life into a state where you're starting to thank God for what you even don't have right now. You can thank him for the miracle that's going in your life, but also you have to be productive and give God something to work with. Can someone say amen? Amen. But in our text, it says, be careful for nothing. Now, what this is saying is that don't worry, be happy. That old song that we used to play on the radio, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," this is what he is saying. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. He says, but in everything that you need, everything that you desire for your life, by prayer and supplication, that means that you ought to ask God, but in the context and how you ask it, you ought to ask him with a prayer of thanksgiving. God, I thank you for my new job. I thank you, God, that I'm coming out of this homeless situation. God, I thank you for the miracle in my life. God, I thank you that you're going to deliver me from this addiction. God, I thank you, God, for a new state of mind. I thank you for a new state of being. God, I thank you for overcoming. Somebody ought to say thank you tonight. Whatever you need in your life, whatever you think the problem is that's stopping you from getting to your next level, I dare you to just start thanking God for the next level in your life. And I guarantee that God will bring something out of your life if you just begin to thank him. You got to thank him. You got to thank him. You got to thank him. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Stop making everything known unto everybody else. Make it unto God. Let him know. I want to let you know that God is the source of every blessing. Santa Claus ain't coming down no chimney. The Easter Bunny ain't coming on Easter. The Tooth Fairy ain't going to lay nothing under your pillow at night. God is the source of every blessing. Proverbs says that promotion comes not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but promotion comes from God. The doxology that we sing on Sunday morning, after we have the morning prayer, it says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all ye creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All blessings come from God. Stop seeking him from everybody else, but just start thanking him for the miracle in your life. Somebody ought to say amen tonight. Amen. Well, what happens next? That after you have thanked him, after you have glorified him for your miracle, don't walk around with your head down talking about, "Oh, I know I just thanked him, but things ain't seem to be going all right yet. I just thanked him, but these problems are just holding me down." You need to lift your head up with confidence, knowing that God is going to make everything all right. You ought to walk like you got a job. You ought to walk like you got something better in your life, because you just thanked him that the miracle was on the way. And it says, what's going to happen next? That after you thank him, that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Well, what is this peace? This peace is the assurance that God is going to bring it to pass. It's the peace of God which passeth all logical understanding. See, the logical mind says I'm still broke. The logical mind says I'm still busted. The logical mind says I'm still disgusted. But the word of God through faith in Jesus Christ tells me that I am a victory. I am the one that's a victor. I am the one that has the victory. I am the one that has promise. I am the one that has success. I am the one that's going to overcome. That is the peace of God. It passes all logical understanding. You know, there was a movie out called Shawshank Redemption. As you can tell, I can watch a lot of TV and a lot of movies. But Shawshank Redemption, there was a man that was in prison, and he did not do the murder of his wife that he said, that everybody said that he did. But as he walked through the prison, he walked with his head up, and he flipped the coin. And he looked like that. Somebody said he looked like he was on top of the world. You have to understand, when you have the peace of God in your life, even though things might not be going all right now, when you have faith, him, you can walk around like you're on top of the world, because of the fact that if God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Somebody ought to say amen tonight. Oh, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your heart and mind on Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, then, if you're not thinking about your situation, if you're not thinking about the problems that are going on in your life, if you're not thinking about the circumstances that are driving you mad, what do you ought to think about? Verse 8 tells us, I'm glad you asked. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, this is what you ought to think about. This is what you ought to get your mind on. He says, I will keep you in perfect peace, all minds who are stayed on me. Somebody just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have to worry about your problem. Your prayer is just a thank you away. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to just thank him right now. Somebody ought to lift your hands tonight and tell God thank you. Come on, somebody ought to say hallelujah for my miracle that's on the way. Amen. Come on, put those hands together and bless Jesus tonight. Amen. Amen. Real quickly, we thank God for everyone that's here tonight. We are glad that you came here to serve and to be served. But more importantly than anything, we came to offer you a remedy for your life. That remedy is Jesus the Christ, who died on the cross for your sins. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. In Romans the 10th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. That's God's promise to you tonight. Tonight, if there's anyone that does not know Jesus and you want to be saved tonight, just lift your hand up where you are. You realize your life is a mess and you want to be saved. You want Jesus to come into your heart. Just lift your hand up where you are. If you know you need Jesus to come in, there's one, is there somebody? There's another one, there's another, and another, and another. Anybody else that needs this Jesus? I'm not telling you that life is going to be a bed of whipped cream or a bed of rose petals, but I can tell you this, that walking with Jesus is a whole lot better than walking by yourself. And tonight, if you don't know him tonight, we want you to know him because of the fact that we know him. And I found out that every day with Jesus has been sweeter than the day before. Tonight, if you raised your hand, and even if you didn't, but you want to pray this prayer with me to commit your life over to him, repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, be my Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to live in me in Jesus' name. Let us all say amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.